There's something unusual in this year's flu season. As WXXR's Brett Dahlberg reports, there are two main strains of the flu virus, and the one that's usually most active at the end of the season is dominant right now.
The strains are called influenza A and influenza B. B is the one that usually waits until March or April to strike hardest, but it's responsible for the vast majority of recent flu cases locally. Mary Beer is the public health director for Ontario County, where flu B cases are outpacing flu A by 2-1. But she says from a public health perspective, the distinction actually doesn't matter.
It means nothing. Other than there's a lot of flu out there, but the messaging is the same. Get your flu shot, wash your hands, stay home if you're sick, try not to go to work or to school so that you're not spreading it around.
But for researchers, the difference matters a lot. Emil Lesho is an infectious disease specialist at Rochester Regional Health.
It's most important for the people who develop the vaccines. They need to know specifically exactly what type of strains and substrains are out there so that they can optimize, the most effective vaccine.
So could the flu season end early because flu B is getting itself out of the way now? Lesho says not to get your hopes up.
I wouldn't make that assumption. That's not a good assumption to make. Nope.
Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.